You have rights, and if the credit bureau violates them, hire an attorney who specializes in dealing with credit repair. You'll be surprised at the results. First, do all you can on your own, and be polite, but if your rights are violated, hire an attorney. This will usually get the job done. Sometimes credit bureaus and collection try to intimidate the little guy, but when all else fails, obtain an attorney and get the job done. Action Strategy 1. Call the credit bureau's consumer relations department and ask the clerk how long it will take them to verify inaccurate information that is disputed by consumers. If you cannot reach them by phone, check their website, and it should be there. This will give you an idea when you should follow up on your dispute. It will help if you could get the clerk's name to use as ammunition when necessary. Time frame is a major tool and the main strategy credit repair companies depend on to repair negative accounts off your credit report. The law states that you cannot be victimized by slow and lazy responses to your dispute, and this is where you are really protected against careless business practices. Credit repair companies know that many companies react very slowly or will not take out the time to verify the information you are challenging, whether it is true or not, because it is not part of their normal everyday business procedures. Therefore, since the negative information is not verified, it must be deleted from your credit report. You completely got off on a technicality. Credit repair companies feel consumers should take advantage of their right to question any negative information in their credit report. They feel you should claim your innocence regardless to the truth to start an investigation and make them prove you guilty. There is a question of ethics in making such a claim, but many people are denying bad marks in their credit report, and they are being removed due to non-verifiable reasons. Keep in mind that the final burden of proof is on you to prove your innocence when you have a stubborn creditor, otherwise the negative information could remain on your file until the statute of limitation, unless you get a ruling from a judge. If the information is verified, the law gives you one more strategy. You have the right to place a brief statement of at least 100 words giving your side of the story from your viewpoint. The credit bureau must include your story in every credit report that is issued. There is also a statute of limitations on how long a credit bureau may report negative information in your credit profile. Bankruptcies must be removed in 10 years from the date filed. All other negative items, including wage earner plans, must be removed 7 years from the date filed. Late payments, P&L, and repossessions must be removed 7 years from the last date of activity, meaning the last date you made a payment with that company. Judgments remains for 7 years or state statute of limitations, whichever is longer. It can remain longer than 7 years under federal law or state law, that could be 10 years, plus a renewal period of 10 years. Now that you know what your rights are under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, let's review and add a few preliminary steps. 1. You should know which credit bureau holds a file on you. 2. You must get a copy of your credit report. 3. You must understand the contents of your credit report completely. 4. Write down on a sheet of paper all incorrect personal data listed on your report, such as name, employment, address, previous address, social security number, etc. Keep in mind that incorrect personal information do not affect your credit score. 5. You must also write down all of the negative accounts such as bankruptcies, delinquents, P&L, collections, repossessions, etc. that are listed in your credit report. 6. Write down all of the negative credit inquiries. Negative credit inquirers are companies who denied you credit. Note: anytime you apply for credit with an institution and they pull a credit report on you, it is automatically recorded in your credit report as an inquiry. Too many inquirers can prevent you from obtaining credit. If a lender sees a lot of inquirers in your file, they will wonder why you are being turned down for credit so many times and become very uneasy as to your true intentions. Additionally, if other lenders are turning you down, why should they give you credit? Have you ever heard of the expression monkey see, monkey do? It's the same scenario. Once you have written down all of the negative marks in your credit report, it is time to develop action strategies to have those negative marks erased from your file. Accounts and inquiries that are not yours are easy to have removed, especially if you can prove your innocence. You can simply write a letter stating the following: "These negative accounts and inquiries, listed on my credit report, do not belong to me. Please remove at once." See sample letters in the appendix of the Credit Bible for a complete format. The items listed in your credit report that are correct may pose a problem for credit repair, but it's not hopeless. Several techniques, along with complete explanations, will be in the next section. This will show you just how credit repair companies simply challenge or dispute bad credit marks in your report, and in many cases, successfully have them removed.